How would you like to have a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it. We all want to be happy in our love lives.
Our show, The Noah and Christine Show, is a humorous and honest hour for both men and women where we share the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love flowing and the happiness growing.
Oh, yes. It's going to be entertaining and enlightening because each week the two of us, along with our very special guests, are going to dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple.
Money, sex, intimacy, kids, health, careers, families, even taking out the garbage. We promise to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You're going to leave our show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
So let's start the show.
Hello, 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 and welcome everyone to the Noah and Christine Show. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And we are super excited today. We are going to have some story time, y'all. So we are going to invite you to wherever you're at today, whether you're driving in your car or you're sitting by your computer or you're wherever in your helicopter flying around, to sit back and enjoy some good old story time about how to live as soulmates and partners even when life is not a fairy tale.
Wait a minute. We have people listening in helicopters.
Well, actually, we do. I know I always say that it's kind of a joke, but I literally did get an email from a woman one time that said, laugh out loud, I was actually in my helicopter listening to you. So it's true. You just never know where people are going to be when they're tuning in to how to be happy in your love life.
Well, I guess I want to be happy even if I'm in my helicopter.
Yes. So many of you may know this. You may not know this about Noah and I. We've actually known each other for, what, 10, 11 years, something like that?
10 years.
So 10 years. I always forget. But something like that. And we've been married for about 5 or 6, somewhere around there. And so you've already busted the fairy tale. And so many of you know that as a couple in relationship that we're oftentimes, you know, we buy into the fairy tales. It's true. Even though we think that we're, you know, way past the fairy tales, way past the Prince Charming, we do. We buy into these fairy tales. And what Noah and I have learned over the last 10 years is that every time we've bought into a fairy tale, it was pretty much...
Oh, there is nothing to make you cry like trying to live a fairy tale, because it's not possible. I have no shining armor. I don't even have dull, beat up armor.
No, Noah doesn't. And sometimes, not just not being able to live into the fairy tale, Noah will show up either as a troll under the bridge, or he will be attacked by the troll under the bridge. So
I have never been a troll in my life. I've been an occasional Rumpusaurus, as my brother used to like to call me. Gracious.
I think when we set out to be in relationship with people, we have this happily ever after. We are googly eyed. We're in love. There's lots of love in the air. And then there's these times in our partnerships, and even in true soul partnerships, and that you just don't really like each other, you know, and you don't really want to spend a lot of time with each other, or you're not spending a lot of time with each other, and the fairy tale just doesn't go the way that it's supposed to. So today we're going to explore with you all and out with you about some of our own stories of how we've managed to, over the last 10 years, I think, have the kind of relationship that most people dream about, of really having, not the fairy tale, but the energy of the magic, what shall we say, the magic has stayed in our relationship for 10 years. Oftentimes we'll... Remember, we were just out a couple weeks ago, and a woman said we were talking to each other. And
we were dancing at a wedding.
No, we were standing at a bar.
Oh, it was the night before the wedding.
Before the wedding,
yes. We were at a bar celebrating a friend's wedding, and we were just talking about each other. And she turned to Christine and said, you know, you hang on his word like you have just met,
mm-hmm.
even though you've known each other for 10 years.
Yeah. And when I've gone out to speak, and I remember speaking at one of the spiritual centers here in California, I remember after I got done speaking, and you were there, and you kind of participated in and out. And one of the participants, like an 80-year-old gentleman, said to me, "Whenever Noah was standing next to you, your whole energy just became magical, and you softened." And so that's true. Even 10 years, 11 years later. but I don't always like you, and we don't always get along, and the fairy tales are definitely not always running in the background. And so today we wanted to share with you some of the magic of how we keep the magic going, some of the fairy tales that we found that just need to be busted right away, and what you can do instead, the new story you can write instead of the fairy tale, which is actually even way better. And then what you can do when those non-magical creatures, like the trolls that we're going to talk about today, show up and just get in the way in the middle of your relationship. And I got to tell you, when there's like nasty, ugly trolls running around in your relationship, it is hard to stay in that loving, happy, magical place.
There's nothing like when you want to cross the bridge of life and there is a troll with his hand out asking for something.
And I got to tell you all, last week, or maybe it was a couple days ago,
Noah
had been attacked by the trolls. And I thought you might have become a troll.
So, here's the thing. My computer stopped working. It went on strike. And not only did it go on strike, it attacked. It totally fell apart, and it sucked me in all the way, where I think I spent 24 straight hours trying to fix it.
I don't know. All I know is we have an office that's downstairs, and I walked downstairs, and I opened the door to go into the office, and I took one look at Noah, and I like got one vibe of the energy space down there, and I closed the door, and I walked out. I wanted nothing to do with this man who supposedly makes me melt when I see him, whose words I still hang on, and who I find is this magical being. I was like, if he had come 10 feet of me, I would have ran, because it was like you and the trolls were sitting at your desk.
We were fighting, like the computer and I were having a wrestling match, and I was losing, and I hate. I am a poor loser sometimes.
And you know, the thing is, and you can maybe relate to a piece of this in one of your relationships, is that you're in relationship, say, with a prince or a princess, and all of a sudden, this prince or this princess has become the troll or has become a frog or whatever it is. And so, like, for example, in Noah's case, who, you know, generally, I do find you very prince-like most of the time, except for when I don't. And the more I've learned to expect that you're not going to always be that magical prince-like being, the less I get freaked out when you're not. So there's the times when Noah will forget for days. So when Noah's been attacked by the trolls, Noah will forget for days to shave and shower. This is how I know the trolls have come over, because I'm telling you, I'm serious, y'all. He starts to look and smell like a troll.
Look like a troll.
You do. You get gray, and you know, Noah's very handsome. You know, if you've seen his picture, that he has this great shaven head and this great goatee. And you do. You start looking and dressing like a troll, and my attraction meter for you, like, goes down to very low.
Well, and the thing is, like, for me, I am totally caught in something when that's going on. Like, I am, like, in trying to solve a problem, and the problem is winning, and it has grabbed me, and I am stuck underneath the bridge with the trolls. I'm not actually a troll, but I have to hang out with them until I solve this problem.
Mm-hmm. And so we all have I have trolls that affect me too, right? They're a different variety of a troll. My trolls are more like the mean trolls.
Yes. Yeah, when you get really stressed, when Christine is totally stressed out, she snaps a little. She's like a little snapping turtle. And you have to watch out. You got to keep your fingers away from the snapping turtle, because you might lose one.
You mean I'm like the snapping troll?
Yes. Yeah. There's this quick little bite that'll happen when you're in that place. That's what happens for you.
Oh, I'm also a very ungrateful troll too. I think that can also happen.
Ungrateful? Yes. Well, so what happens is sometimes Christine will go and she will repeat her mantra, and her mantra will become, when she's in the troll state, it's something like, I do not have the support I need. I am all alone. I have to do it all myself. That's your troll mantra.
Yes. And he walks around and just with his hands crossed, and then if you get too close, he snaps. And so just for a moment, I want to encourage all of you to ask yourself and think about the time that you become a troll, right? Because in your relationship, this happens. You know, you start out as a prince or a princess, and that's your intention, to be all loving and handsome and beautiful and giving that beautiful energy out, because that's when you're in love, you give that beautiful energy out, which is why princes and princesses are so beautiful physically, because they're all about being in beauty. And that's why trolls are so ugly, is because they're filled with all this other stuff like fear and shame and guilt and blah. And so what kind of troll do you turn into? Are you the, you know, smelly hairy troll like Noah? Are you the snapping I'm all alone troll like me? Like, what's the troll that comes up and gets you? And then what's the troll that comes up and gets the person that's in, you're in relationship with? Because I think, and what I know actually is what's been helpful for me is that when I start to see that Noah's not the troll. Because when I think that Noah's the troll, it really messes with my head around, oh my God, I don't love this person anymore. And oh my God, I'm not attracted to this person anymore. And oh my God, what's going to happen to our relationship? Versus just realizing that Noah's been basically overtaken by the troll. And the fact is that in your relationships, sometimes you're not going to like each other, especially when the trolls have taken over.
Well, and what do you do when that happens? How do we deal with that? It's such an interesting moment. And I'm so, how do we deal with that moment when the trolls have kidnapped your partner?
The trolls have kidnapped your partner, or the trolls have overtaken you. What is it that you can actually do to turn that nasty troll yuck into love and get the happiness and love you want out of your relationship? And that's what we're going to go to next in our next segment. So for those of you that are kind of come back with us, we will be diving into what do you do when you or your partner turns into that troll. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to actually use some really practical and powerful tools that Noah and I use in our own relationships to make sure that we love each other, even when we don't like each other very, very much.
And if you want to get a blah, 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 blah.
The troll has overtaken Noah.
Tongue. Anyway, we will be right back.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something going wrong.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information. Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's That's urbanwellness.net.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Noah and Christine Show. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And I have sufficiently batted off the trolls from Noah, so he is back here in his magical prince form. Thank you, Noah, for coming back to your magical princeness.
Well, thanks for helping me out well with the trolls that were flying around.
Well, the trolls, you know, they're crazy like that. And we are, so what are we talking about? If you're just joining us, we are actually talking about how do you be in relationship with people. How do you stay in love when you don't like each other? Like, how do you really love each other even when you don't like each other? How do you stay soulmates even when it's not the fairy tale you want? And that's an interesting place because I think people get love, you know, so confused because they think, oh, I'm not liking this person. I'm not attracted to this person right now. This person, you know, is just not, like, vibing with me at all because they've been attacked by the troll and they're living as the troll, as we've been talking about, and they get the love and the like confused because we don't like trolls. No one likes a troll. You like trolls?
No, and no one likes being a troll. Like when they're in the moment, they're okay. So when here's the thing. We were just talking about the experience of like last week when I was kind of caught in my computer and fighting with it, wrestling with it, and it took over my life for like 2 days because I needed to fix some problem and I could not do it. And I forgot to shave. I was always working. I wasn't around. And I was totally focused on something other than our relationship. I was focused on the problem at hand and not in the bigger picture of my life in any way. And what do we do when your partner has checked out of the relationship because they are dealing with some stuff?
Oh, my God. Happening. Your face just totally changed while you... And you look like the troll. You totally look like the troll. I had this whole question. I'm like, I wonder what my troll looks like. You know, does she have like crazy hair and fangs? And like your troll kind of looks curmudgeon-y and he's all scrunchy and he has this big like thing in the middle of his forehead. Like I have like a fun dare for everyone. When you go back out into your relationship after listening to this call, and the next time you find yourself not liking your partner very much, not liking the person you're in relationship very much, see them as their troll self for just a minute. See that the troll has actually invaded their body and notice that the troll is actually them versus them being them. And I think it would be really funny. We're going to try this. Should we try this?
Sure. Should we draw our own troll or should we draw our partner's troll?
No, I think we should draw our partner's troll.
Okay, so I'll have to think about your troll because I think your troll has lots of sharp edges.
I think it has lots of sharp teeth.
Lots of sharp teeth. Yeah. Lots of, like, many sets of teeth.
Yes. So we're gonna go with you right now is that we have actually identified in our own relationship. Remember, we're going to share with you how we keep the magic in our relationship, how we stay loving each other even when we don't like each other very much so that we can create great stories versus fairy tales, is we've noticed two trolls, two troll varieties. So even though Noah has his own troll type, and I have my own troll type, and you have your own troll type, and your partner has their own troll type, there's two very specific types of varieties of trolls that seem to exist that really come up and mess with us.
Well, and the first one is the time troll.
They should have theme songs.
And I think it's like it sounds like the beginning of a Freddie Mercury song. That's how it's been. That's who writes the song
for the Time Troll.
Time Troll.
Okay. Well, so you said it was called a Time Stealing Troll.
It's a Time Stealing Troll.
Heck is a Time Stealing Troll?
Well, so you're going through your life and everything is running smooth. Your calendar's in place. Everything is happening. And then all of a sudden, there is a problem that throws everything off. And all of a sudden, there's a priority red alert thing that happens in your life. It can be a computer problem. It can be your mother shows up from out of town unexpectedly. It can be a work crisis. Just these things that happen where all of a sudden your perfectly planned day, week, month goes to heck. It is totally obliterated. And you're like, oh my goodness. And then all of a sudden you're running and chasing and trying to do everything you're still trying to do, even though you have this big thing that's happened. And now you're constantly chasing time. You're in this place where time keeps you from the things that are important to you.
And so how does it show up in relationship?
Well, in our relationship, where it shows up is an event happens, and usually an unexpected event happens, or even sometimes an expected event. Okay, one example. Christine is writing a book right now, and all of a sudden she has a new deadline that she's focusing on, and it means that she will go into a room and write for hours and hours and hours, and I won't see her. She will totally disappear from my life for 8 hours at a time. And then when she comes out, what she wants to talk to me about is her book. So I have spent the whole day doing whatever I'm doing, taking care of stuff, whatever. And when she arrives back, she is still in the book.
So what does this have to do with the troll?
Well, the troll is the piece where one is so consumed with the activity.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's and the rest of your life kind of falls to the side.
So what you're saying then is that the troll actually, in stealing time, is really stealing the connection between the two people. So in our relationship, like in that case, because the troll is saying there's no time for Christine and Noah. There's only time for Christine's book, right? Or people who have busy lives, that the troll will say is there's no time. There's no time to sit down and actually be with each other. So your lives become about busyness. Or, like, for example, the other day when we sat down, so it was Monday morning, and Noah and I run our business together. We had lots of things to do, as anyone does on a Monday, and I literally asked Noah to sit down for a half hour with me and just talk about what he had going on for the week and what I had going on for the week. And the look in your face, your troll, totally wanted to come and take over. I could see it in your eyes. And
oh, I wanted to scream, no, I don't want to. I got things to do. I got plans. You're messing up my calendar.
Yeah, and I could literally, like, you know, see the hair starting to grow at warp speed. Maybe you should. That would be your cure for baldness. Just be your troll more often. No. We don't want to do that. We don't want you to have a long, long, hairy troll. Not at all. But, like, in that moment, you had a choice to, like, let that troll take over or to lean into connection and actually create connection with me, because we didn't believe the time-stealing troll. Right. So what we did in that moment is we actually applied magic. And so what we want to really we want to invite all of you to consider is at any moment in your relationship in which you're feeling like you don't have enough time for connection. Right. So that's whether you wake up in the morning and you're rushing around getting ready to go to work and you don't find time to connect, or it's the beginning of your week, or it's the end of your day, or it's just in the general scope of your life, or as Noah was talking about when there's emergencies. But this is beyond just emergency, people. We're talking about this happens in your life all the time. And if you're leaving the house in the morning without connecting with your significant other, then you're not leaning into love, and you're most likely the troll is going to be, like, you know, running your life. And if you're going to bed without connecting, the same thing. And if you're living your day without connecting and your week without connecting. And so it's, you know, the troll has the upper hand, because out in the world is, there's many trolls out there. So we want to gift you and invite you to consider what we use, which is a tool called the magic wand, the magical love wand, and some things that we actually use to make sure that the time troll doesn't steal the time that we need to connect with each other, to keep the connection alive, because that's how the love and happiness continues to grow, when you're actually being in love with each other and connection.
You know what the troll hates?
What does the troll hate?
The troll hates gratitude. It is like kryptonite to Superman is gratitude to a troll.
Gratitude to each other?
Gratitude to each other, gratitude for the world. So,
okay, so here's what I think we should do. Okay. We should basically, what we want to share with you is we have a couple minutes here before we go to our next segment. We want to share with you all how, what are like some of the master ways that you could use your magic wand to literally whack away the troll and bring magic into your relationship. So you tell one and then I'll tell one, Noah. Okay. So you start with this first one, which is the morning gratitude. So
my favorite is the morning gratitude. It can be anytime, but the thing is you're in bed together, you wake up and before the day starts, and even if you get up before your partner, come back to bed, which is what I do, and cuddle up as it's time to get up and say what you're grateful for. Each of you get a turn and you can talk about what you're grateful about each other, what you're grateful about the world, just what brings gratitude to your heart. And it creates connection and it breaks the troll's grip on the day.
No, and I've been doing this for the last couple of years, and when we decided to start doing it, it really started making a difference. Number two, great way to move your magic wand around is to ask for what you need. This is something that we don't do. So our trolls come out because we're not getting what we need from our partner, right? And we're not getting the time and the connection and the affection that we need. So instead of asking for what we want, our trolls get all mad or they get all hairy or whatever your troll ends up doing. So wave the magic wand and ask your partner for what you need. So, for example, I might say to Noah, I really need for you to go for a walk with me today. Even though we've been working for like a gazillion hours today and you're looking a little troll-like and I'm feeling my fangs might come out, let's go for a walk together. And when that happens, the love wand, because I've asked for what I needed, the vulnerability opens, the heart opens, and we actually create connection.
Well, and then the other one is personal time. Set aside a time, set, where it is just about the two of you. And it can be a lunch, it can be a dinner, and it's like, you can't talk about all of the stuff of life. The stuff of life, the business, all that stuff has to be set aside for an hour once a week.
So this is where you use your magical wand to actually create time and create space. So Noah and I are doing that now, for example, on Monday mornings from 9:30 to 10:30. And what you do is you actually say this amount of time, and so name the amount of time, and actually make an intention for what that space is for. So on Monday mornings, Noah and I's intention is to really talk about our week and how we're going to run our week together. But then on Fridays in the afternoons, we actually get together for an hour and a half and we talk about our business. And then Saturday night to Sunday night is actually our sabbatical. So we actually make that about everything other than business. So it's about setting specific intentions for specific times. Wave that magic love wand. And those are just three ways to get rid of the money troll or the time-stealing troll. The next, though, is the money troll. We're going to talk about him next, right, Noah?
We absolutely are. And we're going to talk about what to do and how to keep him out of your fairy tale. And if you want to set your relationship up for success, you can download the Love Treaty, the rule of the agreements that every couple needs to keep the happy and their happily ever after at NoahandChristineShow.com, and we will be right back.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something's going wrong.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationship.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something going wrong.
Hello, hello, and welcome back, everyone. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And we have been talking about what the heck do you do in your relationship when you are in love with this person, you love this person, but you do not like them very much. And let's be honest, everybody. We've all been there. Like, I know we all like to pretend and we think that no one else has ever been there. But we've all, you've been in that place where you looked at your partner and you're like, really? Oh, my God. I am with you. I chose you.
I am so we all have that moment where we look across the table and we go, part of your brain will go, I am so not here. What is my next strategy? Can I leave? What's going to happen?
Well, hopefully not that extreme, but that could be you. You feel that way sometimes?
Yeah, I have a moment.
It just, I don't, really?
It flashes by.
And,
you go, and then I remember, oh, that's right, I love this person. Even though they're behaving some way I not like it.
Well, I think that's probably, I hope, at least more prevalent for people is not what's my exit strategy. I mean, there is those relationships, and we could tell me that'll be another show. But I think what we're talking about is like when you had those feelings of like you don't really like the person and you're not feeling attracted to the person and you're not feeling like you're really connected to the person. Like that's not supposed to happen in the fairy tale. That doesn't happen.
You know, I don't like at the end of Sleeping Beauty. I do not think they run off and they go 5 feet down the road and then all of a sudden they have a bickering fight. I think that does not happen in movies.
Well, yeah, they feel connected or they're like, hey, I don't really like that mole on your face or, you know, because one of the things that we do when we don't like our partner is we start to look at the physicality of our partner and we start to find ways in which we don't feel attracted to that person. And then we make it mean all kinds of other things. That happens all the time for people.
Really? That has never happened to me.
Yeah, it totally happens for people.
I started thinking about the thing. It's like, is this fair? That's what goes through my head when I'm in that place. am I getting a fair shake? So what's so interesting? Everyone has a moment. They have their own thing, and I will look at it.
What do you mean?
Well, so for you and I,
when you're not liking me, what goes through your head?
I think that I would never do that to her, and she is so doing that to me.
That actually goes through my head about me, so I totally know what you're saying. I have to say that Noah has made me a better person through and through, because there are moments when I am, like, aghast at my own behavior, and I'm like, Noah would never do that. Noah would never yell at me. Noah would never scream at me the way I just screamed at him. And if he did, I think I might actually walk out of this house. And you actually help me be a better person. So it's interesting the way in which when we're not liking the other person shows up differently.
Absolutely. I mean, because we're all different people. But there are a few things that are in common. And I'm even talking about, in the fairy tale analogy, the trolls of life. What is under the bridge that is going to keep you from getting to where you want to go?
Well, and I just want to give permission to everyone that's listening to this right now to let it be okay that there's moments in your relationship when you don't like the person that you're with. Like, you just, you know, there's moments in your relationship with yourself when, if you're honest, you don't really like who you're being. And that's okay. And I want to really invite you to in this moment, make a promise to yourself to never again make it about whether you love that person or not. Because here's the truth. Love never dies. Like, love is always there. You may not like what someone does. You may not like what someone says. You may not like how someone's acting, behaving, smelling, looking like, whatever, especially as we've been kind of jokingly, you know, talking about this as idea of the troll that overtakes us at sometimes as a way to help you see that sometimes fear comes inside of us, and shame and anxiety, and makes us, you know, troll-like, makes us not our magical selves. And so it steals that magic that we're really looking for in our relationship.
Oh, and the thing is that that's the moment when your partner needs you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like when I am in a moment in which my trolls have reached up from under the bridge and are trying to drag me under, and I start to do the things that are a little less my true self and more about my personality or that troll energy, that's when that's when you come through for me. You help me see the things I'm not seeing. That's when I really need a partner, is in that moment.
Because in that moment when you can't see that the troll is what's actually embodied your partner and taking them over, like, think of it this way, like a troll has just come in to the person you love's body. And they are going to overtake them, and they're making them be a troll. They have, like, stolen their own magic. It's your duty, people, right? It's your duty as this person's partner to go in and help them. Not to save them as in Prince Charming, but to go in and help them and be like, you will not overtake my person, troll. And to help your person get back to that beauty and that magic and that love within themselves. So, Noah, what do you say? Let's talk about one of the ways in which we can use ourselves here as examples. One of the ways we know that one of the biggest trolls that's out there is the money troll. Oh. And how we can help people help their partners not let the money troll actually overtake them or overtake themselves and therefore try to steal the love out of their relationship.
So just briefly, what a love troll is.
No, not a love troll.
A love troll.
A money troll.
Money troll. There's no such thing as a love troll. That's the opposite. What is happening to my brain?
The trolls are trying to come in.
Beat them up. Beat them up. So the money.
Don't worry, I got your back.
The money troll. Like, it comes into your life and it makes you worry about money. And it either makes you worry about the money you don't have now or the money you won't have in the future or the money you didn't use to have. It starts taking you over and makes it all about money. And it's so easy. Like, if you have something that comes up, it starts to eat at you as a human being. You go, oh, where's all the money? Where did all the money go?
So what are some – so when the money troll comes into you, like, I notice when the money troll gets Noah, which definitely happens to Noah, and it happens to me too, but we're talking about Noah right now. I think that was my troll laughing. that when the money troll comes to get you, I notice about you that you're like running around, you're walking around on your tiptoes, you're walking real fast, like there's like chaos that ensues, and I start like finding receipts like all crumpled up places, and your desk starts to look like a messy troll den, nasty, gross, yucky. Like, what are some of the things that the troll when the money troll shows up in our partner, what are some of the signs that we know the troll has taken
over? One thing is, like, I start to want to keep secrets or not tell you about things. That's one thing. I'm usually, I won't keep it, but I'll have this urge not to tell you about some bad news. Like, something's happened that I didn't want to happen. We spent more money on something than we should have. And there'll be, like, this urge to hide it.
And Noah's
very troll energy.
Your face is changing again when you said that. So that's something you can notice for yourself, for your own money troll, that if you notice yourself wanting to keep secrets or hide things about money, then your troll is trying to come in, and that troll, if it comes in, is going to sabotage your relationship. What else?
It will also create chaos. Trolls love chaos.
That's why your desk starts to look like the underneath the bridge troll, like with all the, just the crap everywhere, and then, like, empty cups with food in it, and it was true.
Sorry,
papers all over the place. Give me a look. Yes, it's true, though. You know it's true. Papers all over the place.
Okay.
So what do we do? So you all know what we're talking about with the money troll, right? He is taken over.
The other piece I want to make sure is worry. Worry is a leading, like, that's super troll energy.
And the tit for tat.
Tit for tat. I did this, you did that, la, 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 la. Like, you spend it on this, I spend it on that, and we're just going to keep spending until we don't have any more.
Okay, so you all know about the money troll because you've all been afflicted and you've all become it. Let's talk about what you do. How do you wave the magic when the money troll shows up, right? So when you are in a situation with your partner where the money stuff is not going well and the trolls have taken over, we like to think of it as the four Fs. There's four waves of the magic wand that you can make. The first F is feelings. And this is to actually wave the wand and tell your partner how you're feeling. So, for example, Noah, when you're scared to tell me what's going on with money, instead of being the troll, you would say...
Well, instead of hiding what I'm feeling, I would just say, Christine, I'm a little freaked out about money right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of bad news, and here's what it is.
And so in that moment, right, I get to see Noah, not the troll, and there's actually connection and love that gets created. So that's a super great app, using your feelings. The other one is the other F, second F is fear. And this is all about exposing your fear, which you actually just kind of did, Noah. You kind of did them both at the same time, kind of one and the other. You kind of said, like, I'm afraid, right? I'm afraid to tell you this.
Well, and also the fear is like the bigger fear. Like, I have this big, weird fear in the back of my head that someday we'll be homeless. There's really no chance we're going to be homeless.
Right. But what's great about that is that you're actually naming the fear. And the other two Fs are friendship and focus. Friendship is about leaning in and remembering you're on each other's side, and focus is about asking for what you actually need. So in that moment, Noah, what would you have said to me if you used friendship and focus and you waved the magic wand?
Christine, I need your help, and I want us to figure out what we really want to create, because there's some things in our money that's not quite what we want.
So you notice what Noah just said is, Christine, I need your help. So he asked me to be his friend. And then you focused on what it is that you actually wanted to create. So again, those four Fs are feelings, fear, friendship, and focus. Wave that magic wand and watch that freaking money troll just go away, and the magic will come back into your life and you will find the love.
And you've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show. We'll be right back.
Love and happiness.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Rilo.
And Noah Martin, and you're listening to the Noah and Christine Show.
Where we are all about keeping the happily and happily ever after. And if you've been with us today, you know that we are talking about what do you do when you are, you know, in this loving relationship where you like love the person you're with, but you don't like them very much. And the fairy tale has gone south. How do you keep the magic and the love
in? So I'm
going
to pause for a second.
What?
Because here, the basic idea that it should be a fairy tale is freaking ridiculous.
Ridiculous?
Ridiculous. It's
It is ridiculous. And then we all know that. Like, everyone talks about that. But what does that actually mean?
Everyone knows that, but that's not how we behave.
Well, of course. Right. So we all know that it is not a fair deal. We sure don't act like that. And I think we totally learn that in our relationship. But there's, like, some big fairy... Like, let's just expose two of the biggest fairy tales. Let's just tell them about two of the biggest ones that we found in our relationship.
Really the biggest one, in my opinion. Prince and Princess Charming do not exist. So the thing is, everyone has a wart, a flaw, a problem that will show up at some point in your relationship. No one is perfect.
And you're not supposed to try to make that perfect? Like get rid of the mole or the flaw?
Well, if it's a mole and it's cancer, get rid of it. But otherwise, no. We all have our foibles. We all have our things, and they're going to show up in your relationship. And occasionally, your partner is going to go into the troll energy. They're going to dip down deep into this place where they need your help to come out.
Mm.
And that's the whole point of having a partnership, is that when I am imperfect, when I'm at my worst, that's when I need a partner. When I'm at my best, what do I really need you for? I can enjoy you and we can have a great time when I'm at my best and you're at your best. But when I'm at my worst, that's when I need a partner.
And when you're at your worst, it's the hardest time for me to actually show up as your partner.
Sure. Absolutely. That is the hard time. And I have a love there on that exact topic.
You do?
Yes.
All right, everyone. So the truth is, it is the hardest to show up for your partner when they need you the most often, especially when you're not liking them very much because they've turned into the troll and they're not the prince or princess charming that you signed up for. So, Noah, what is the love dare? What can we do? What are you daring us all to do?
In the next week, at some point, your partner will be a little trolly. Maybe not a full-blown hair growing out of their face troll, but a little trolly. And in that moment where they're freaked out or they're angry or whatever it is, ask them the question, how can I support you? How can I help you with this? And then let them answer the question. And there may be no answer, but just really open up this space where they can answer that question for you.
And what happens if, like, as like my troll would like bite your head off, or your troll might just go because your troll is kind of grumpy? What do you do if your partner doesn't respond?
Let them not respond. Let this leave it open. You have opened the space. They take the. You.
What would you say? So like, what could you say then? So I come in and you're being all troll like downstairs, and I say, you know, oh, what could I do to support you? What is it that you need? And your gruff old troll says, nothing. What would I say to you then?
Okay, well, just say okay. I hear you. I know it's hard for you right now. And leave. Let them have their space, because I think that's all they're telling you is, I just need my space.
And you could also then say to the person, well, if you do need something, or if you would like to be supported at some time, just let me know, and I will be happy to be there for you. And then leave the space immediately. Leave the space immediately. It is a fine thing to do.
So tell me another fairy tale.
Okay, so here's the fairy tale that I think a lot of people subscribe to, which is that things are going to be happily ever after, right? That everything, if you love each other and you're good people, you're going to ride off into the sunset and everything is going to be happy. And here's the truth. Happiness is, and we talk a lot about the show, right? Because the whole show is about how to keep the happy and happily ever after. And what we're talking about with that is that, you know, happiness is the real happiness is about joy. It's about a state of being inside of yourself, inside of your soul, inside of your connection with your person and yourself that allows you to, even when things aren't going great, to be able to be okay, to be able to find that sense of, because there are going to be times in your relationship, in your life, when bad stuff is going to happen, when you're going to really make each other very angry, or a life circumstance is going to come by and whack one of you or whack both of you, and you're going to want to blame each other, and you're going to want to criticize each other, you're going to want to be disconnected from one another, and all of those things, when you do those things that we know we shouldn't do, but we can't help ourselves from doing, is you actually create disconnection and you disconnect from the relationship, which is set up for all that troll-like energy to get in. So we were very fortunate when we got married. Well, we were fortunate in that we received a really beautiful piece of wisdom from two of our spiritual teachers, Pele and Firehawk, who've been married. It's like a second marriage, happy marriage. They've been married probably over 15 years, so they're very wise. And they told us one very, 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 very simple statement that we've used to really bust this fairy tale up. So we no longer believe that everything's going to be happy, 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 that nothing hard is going to happen. But when it's hard stuff, so when hard stuff does show up, A, we're prepared. We know. Two, we know not to blame each other. And three, we use our mantra, which is,
when it gets hard, go deeper.
So just listen to that for a moment. And you might even want to close your eyes as long as you're not driving your helicopter. And just listen to those words. When it gets hard, go deeper. And think about that in context, not just in your relationship to someone else, but in your relationship to yourself first. So think about those times when you're having a hard time inside yourself, because that's where our relationships start. And when it gets hard and it feels hard and that troll is showing up and you're not happy and you feel like the joy has been sucked out, stop and close your eyes and go deeper and ask yourself, what's going on? And in your relationship, when things get hard, notice that the time troll, the time stealing troll, is going to want to come up and keep you really busy. And keep you not connected, keeping you not talking, keeping you out of honesty which is the most important magical wand that you can wave when things get hard. So when things get hard, and this is the love dare, the daring act of love we're going to ask you all to take. When things get hard in your life and in your relationship, slow it down and create space. Wave your magic time wand of love and create space to be with your partner and have a connection and actually go deeper into what's going on. And what you can do, Noah, do you want to kind of, like, do you want
to? I would love to model this.
All right.
Let's think about it. How do we
So where we're going to start is, so we're in connection now, right? We're going to connect. Basically, what I would say to you is, Noah, I've noticed that our lives are feeling really hard right now. And there's a lot going on, and I'm not happy. Are you happy?
No, I'm, because it's so chaotic, I'm not as happy as I'd like to be.
Right. So let's sit down and let's kind of figure out what's going on, because I want to be happy. Do you want to be happy?
I'd love to be happy.
Okay. So let's just close our eyes for a moment and take a breath. And I'd love to just go deeper with you. And just those words, I'd love to just go deeper with you. And I can feel my heart is, like, you know, it's a little vulnerable. This is a dare, remember. This is a dare. What do you think is going on? And then have a conversation, have a connection, and explore together what's actually going on there. And yes, this is vulnerable. And yes, this is maybe a little advanced for some of you. Maybe it's not. But you can't have the relationships that you want if you're not willing to go here. So that is our love dare. Love dare number two, love dare number one. You take one of them. And you go out into your life this week and you apply them. And we promise you, if you do, you will find more happiness and more love in your relationship, so that even when you're not liking each other, you can find your way back to love.
And if you try a love dare, tell us about it on our Facebook site, The Noah and Christine Show.
And if you want more helpful hints on how to actually get through and do some of these love dares, get the love treaty. We have lots of great, easy, simple things to put into place at thelovetreaty.com. And this is Christina Rylo.
Noah Martin.
And we are signing off. Because you've been listening to
The Noah and Christine Show. Keeping the happy and happily ever after. We are all about keeping your love life happy.
To get the goods and how to bring happy to a whole new level in your relationships, get yourself over to www.noahandchristine.com, where there's a free copy of The Love Treaty waiting just for you.
The Love Treaty is a must for keeping the love and happiness in and the drama and hurt feelings out of your relationship. The Love Treaty will give you the rules every couple needs for fighting fun and fair.
And let's face it, most of us did not receive great training on how to create happy love lives. So we do it here, now, on The Noah and Christine Show.
Remember to tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. With us, Noah and Christine, you can count on us to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics real couples, including ourselves, face every day. See you next week.
Until then, keep the love flowing and the happiness a-growing.
To me. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.